on maynard.com.au. Hey, you!
Your jeans are too tight. Your jeans are too tight. I'm seeing the moon, and it's not yet the night.
Well, I'm just hanging out with the View Factory here. We've got Mick. G'day, Mick.
How are you doing?
And of course, Mr. Paul.
Hello, Maynard. How are you?
Now, I know you're both very big in the Republican debate, and you'd both be big fans of the Queen, I'd say.
Love the Queen. Love everything she's done for this country, and I think it's about time. She appreciated it.
And I love the Queen. I didn't have such a hunger of love for the Queen Mum, though.
Now, you guys are in a position doing this show around the country to be able to poll the audience on various subjects. I mean, do you guys ever get a show of hands on anything during the show? Are you asking the audience what they think about things?
I don't really care what the audience thinks.
Well, what about a simple one of whether they like the show or not?
No.
This is an art show. We want them to walk out challenged and perhaps angry.
What emotion do you want them to take with them when they leave the building?
I'd like them to take love.
In the spirit of the Spanish Civil War, you guys are bringing anarchy to the stage of the Civic Theatre. Do you think people who aren't used to your kind of show could be a bit confused by the whole thing?
Well, that's why we've got the dancing dogs, I reckon, so that the people who are confused... I've got something to watch.
Well, Paul, you've just done England so much you're completely over it. In fact, would you ever go back to England and perform again?
I'm contemplating going back to Edinburgh, actually. We're all thinking about going back to Edinburgh at this point in time.
Have you had any adverse reactions to this show? Of course, you're always looking for walkouts. You had any good?
Yes.
Have you had any like loud, violent walkouts?
Yes,
we had a gentleman in Melbourne who stood up before I think the word war might have been mentioned once, and no opinion had been offered, and he stood up and marched up the front of the stage with his finger pointed, saying that he doesn't want any words spoken against our boys in Iraq, and stormed out.
The first case of a preemptive walkout that we'd seen since September 11th. And in fact, he walked out on the suspicion that we were in possession of words that we might have used unwisely.
A fairly stocky man. And I think
so he could have given you a bit of trouble if it had broken out.
Well, he came right to the foot of the stage, and for some reason I walked forward to confront him.
Oh, good one,
which
Paul.
I realised as I was walking forward wasn't a particularly good idea.
Yeah, it was a giant.
And it didn't look like the other boys were going to come and support me, nor the audience, who seemed to be cowering in their
there.
Seats.
I was there.
With the UK here, with Queen's birthday weekend, if you could give us a message to the Queen on her birthday, what would it be? Paul, what would you say to the Queen? It's her birthday.
I'd say hand over the reins of power to Charles. He's a bit of a goer.
What makes him a goer? What's so great about Charles?
He's got the heart of it. He's got the heart of a stallion, if not the body parts. And by jingo, by crikey, he loves architecture. And England's going down at a rate of knots in regards to architecture. He's a great father. His kids love him. He takes him out with the bat and ball occasionally.
Okay, best English pop song of all time.
Come up and see me, make me smile.
Cockney Rebel.
I've actually played that song with Steve Harley.
The reason that song's go so great is because of the pause.
There's nothing left.
And of course the early Aussie core vocal stylings.
You spoke the game, no matter what you say.
What do you reckon is the best English pop song of all time, Paul?
Honey, I gotta start picking up, gotta pull myself together.
The Nolans?
The Nolan Sisters, thank you very much.
Who are also one of the great English disco acts of our time too, often appeared on, was it Morecambe and Wise or the Two Ronnies?
Morecambe and Wise and the Two Ronnies, I think they appeared on. I've certainly seen some Super 8 footage of them on the Two Ronnies. Also, I like Bucks Fizz, particularly like the scantily clad thong-wearing one where she did a pirouette during the Eurovision Song Contest and exposed a lot of buttock.
For making your mind up. A famous English pop song of all time, by the way.
I like Rick Astley's entire canon.
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Never gonna turn around and hurt you.
Get up!
Apart from the back catalogue of Stock, Aitken and Waterman, what do you guys put on before your show? Because you've got to settle the audience with something before you guys come on. What do you play before you come on?
I put on the brilliant War of the Worlds. I could see the top of their domes coming over Salisbury Park. And my life will be forever autumn. Now you're not here.
What should people take to your show if they're going along, either emotionally or physically or in their bag?
I think some plastic cover of any kind, just for those up the front.
I'd like them all to bring a blue ringed octopus and create havoc in the audience halfway through the show.
Throwing it randomly into the air.
Throw them in the air and see what happens.
I agree.
There is a problem in Australia at the moment. Something that we've seen as we've travelled around this beautiful broad brown country. This song goes out to all the ladies in the audience. Gents, you can listen in, but you'll probably just tune out like you normally do. Hopefully we'll learn something.
I first saw you, baby, in a pair of pale blue slacks.
Slacks.
Fair
disinterest at the stairs that attract.
Tracked.
They were cut low in the front, lower in the back. I could see clear the whole lot. It's a good thing you waxed.
Your jeans are too tight. Your jeans are too tight. I'm seeing the moon, and it's not yet the night. Your jeans are too small. Your jeans are too small. If you were a fella, I'd see clear to your balls. Your jeans are too tight, oh lady.
Your jeans are too tight. Anytime you want to stop us, you just stop us. I must admit that I've never seen denim so strained.
Strained.
You're the kind of girl, baby, that puts plumbers to shame.
Shame.
Now don't take offense, but your back rack is stacked. If I was a dealer, couldn't move that much crack.
In your jeans you look great, in your jeans you look great. Like a denim thread, camel toe, blue on your leg. Your jeans must constrict, your jeans must constrict. What's that by your cuff? Dear God, it's your lip.
Your jeans are too tight, oh lady. Your jeans are too tight. Is this alright? Should we keep going? Or we've got another verse.
Do you get any worse than this?
No, no, this is, gets nice now.
Oh no, go ahead then.
We're not singing it to anyone in particular. Your ankles look pale. Has the blood been cut off?
Bird in a box.
Let me spend just a penny in that stonewash coin slot.
Slot.
Oh, too cheeky to pass.
Sorry.
The thumb that you're wearing is just fussing your ass.
The elastic is stretched
with reckless abandon, like a tightrope of cotton across the Grand Canyon.
Babe, I'm just asking out, no misbehaving. Were you ever a roadie?
Yeah.
It couldn't be better. And thanks for reminding me I must post that letter.
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 Letter. And it's quite a bulky post item, so I suppose we'll...
More of a post pack.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Your jeans stick like glue. They look good on you. They make me feel like shopping at Big W. Your jeans are too tight. Your jeans are too tight. I'm seeing the moon, and it's not yet the night.
Your jeans are too tight, your jeans are too tight. And I don't mind at all. Sorry, that losing at the cinema.
On maynard.com.au. Hey, you!